restaurant and cantina making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I'm going to read the script. Good morning and welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show. Good morning, Melissa.
I'm deaf.
You know, we write that down every week, but I never say that.
I know. So, good morning.
Hey, we're here. Hey, yes. You know, it's a beautiful day after that strange little rain, but like,
guys,
you know, we need to
Oh, yeah, the 3 days of inches and inches of rain. It kept going inches and inches of rain.
If you have an outer towner come in and you say, look at the melt, look how green it is. They look at you like you're nuts.
Oh,
but to
yeah.
us, it's green.
Yeah, and we're like, whoa, look, it's just
and to
beige,
them, it's like,
unbeige.
That's a brown mountain with rocks on it, dude. There's no green up there, but it's a wonderful day in El Paso
non-beige.
For history,
there
as
we go.
Always. But, you know, another live radio show, we do this every week, and so we ought to, sooner or later, figure this out. But it's El Paso area history, and as usual, this Saturday morning, we're going to do what everybody else thinks we're going to do. And what are you doing over there?
Playing with my microphone.
Beating up the microphone.
Yes.
Texas history begins in El Paso. We say that all the time because that's the reality we live in. And, you know, people can find us streaming live on the Internet as
on
well.
The
but
internet,
how do they do that?
True. At KTSMradio.com, or they can click on the iHeartRadio link, or they can also download that same link on their smartphone, their tablet, or their computer and take us everywhere they go.
And that's a pretty good thing there. Trivia today, you got trivia. Of course you do.
Lots of trivia, yes, for $25.
Today's $25.
$25
Not
today.
Always, because Pepe made a mistake.
Well,
we're going to hold him to it.
Yes, we are. We're not letting him get out of that. Or an El Paso Gold DVD, of which we have a fine selection
we
today.
We have a bunch of those today.
We have bunches. We have historic sites and markers, MacGuffin Home, Mount Cristo Rey. We've got Waco Tanks, which we'll be talking about.
Second hour, Waco Tank.
Did you see Women's Club, all kinds of cool
yes,
stuff.
Yes, there's a good one. Did you see that picture of Waco Tanks I put on Facebook?
Yes, I did.
You know where I got that?
Where?
I spent a plane ride, and that's the only shot that worked.
I
was hanging out the back of a Cessna with my big camera. And the only thing I got was that shot.
You should have ridden up on one of the triplanes. You know, you could have done it. That would have been interesting.
Well, nowadays there's more toys, but that was 15 years ago.
Oh,
almost.
My. That's true. That's
long
true.
Time
you could
ago,
have droned so. It. It would have been better.
Well, hey, now that's another option now. But mm-hmm. see, I would have died for a drone back then. I was trying to figure out a helicopter, and I couldn't afford it. Jumped in a Cessna, see what happens, hang out the window. Good Lord. Anyway, back where we are here, lunch at Pepe's. You might make it.
Excuse me. Yes, I will.
I don't think I'm going to make it today, but a crowd should form.
Yes, Bernie and I will be there with a friend. We have a relative of the Trost families in town, Margaret Smith, who is one of the Trost family members. She's in town. She was in for a board meeting, so she'll be there with us.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you're interested in talking about Trost, come up and join us at Pepe's today after the radio show.
And the history moment. You got a history moment?
Got a history moment. It's kind of an interesting one this time. We've got it's. Kind of interesting how the first transportation of mail and people across the country quite expeditiously and in quite an interesting way in a reporter's rather colorful explanation of traveling across the country on the
You're talking about
Butterfield
a stagecoach.
Yes.
Can you imagine doing that?
Well,
all right.
He wrote very colorfully about it.
All right, we got to talk today about some history of the Camino Real. That's our first hour here. Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, the Royal King's Road into the Interior. And how that highway was actually the first highway in North America came right through El Paso.
And still is.
It's still here. And the president of CARTA is with us by phone today. Going to welcome. Hey, where is he? Hey, Troy Ainsworth. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackson. Good morning, Melissa.
Hey,
how are
Troy,
y'all?
Troy, fine. How are you?
Welcome here, Mr. President.
Doing well, and thank you both for having us on today. Thank you very much.
Indeed. And in our studio today is the vice president of CARTA. Shelley Sutherland, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
Welcome here. Normally they hear you on the phone only.
I know. This is a different place for me to be sitting.
But you may still have to answer the phone, but thank you for being in here.
Yeah, have her answer the phone while she's talking on the radio. Hello, this is KTSM.
And so also the idea, Troy, if you don't mind, take a moment and explain what is the Camino Real, because a lot of people don't know.
Real briefly, the in part of Spain's colonization in the New World, they established a series of roads that basically connected Mexico City to Veracruz on the Caribbean coast, as well as to the west coast out towards Acapulco, down toward Guatemala, out over east into their frontier with France in present-day eastern Texas and Louisiana, as well as directly to the north, the far northern frontier, the interior land, Tierra Adentro, into New Mexico, and out toward the northwest from central Mexico out toward California and the Pacific coast. So if you think of the interstate highway system that President Eisenhower was instrumental in bringing to fruition, Spain was instituting a series of roads that, by the designation Camino Real, they were the authority of the royalty, of the king. It was, they provided for the maintenance and the route and that sort of upkeep. So basically to maintain the empire, to provide a route to move people, commerce, animals, goods, the whole nine yards, to maintain empire in the New World and out into the Pacific, out into the Philippines, for example.
Was that just an idea or did it actually work?
Well, it did work, and it was a transplanted concept that, of course, its origins are all across the Iberian Peninsula, roads that were maintained and authorized by the various kingdoms before the consolidation in Spain of a unified country. So that idea was transplanted from across the Atlantic into the New World. We often talk about foods that are brought from the old world to the new, diseases, unfortunately, that were brought, new tools, new ideas, technology. Roads are also an idea of importation, but let's be honest. Many of the routes in the far northern frontier of New Spain were built upon, recrossed, and retraced existing trade routes that native peoples had been using for several centuries before
the arrival of animals before that, right?
That's right. So we have this very natural progression, and the river system in the Southwest really dictated a lot of the routes that people traveled, because that's where you can find game, that's where you can have access to water, and of course you can. It's hard to get lost walking along a river. It leads to a bigger body of water versus walking across open desert, for example.
But they had to do that as on the Camino Real in the original days. They also had to walk across open desert.
Yes, yes.
Up in the Hornado. Tell about that. That's crazy.
A little north of the stretch of New Mexico. There it is. North of a little north of Doña Ana, and on the northern end. You would have at Fort Craig the Jornada del Muerto, which is it's more or less a north-south corridor that is to the east of the river. So it's a dry, waterless track, and its name is very meaningful because of the number of people who did perish, died of exposure, died from attack from the natives. On that stretch, it was a very perilous road.
Well, the whole point was they couldn't get around what became Elephant Butte Dam in the later years when that was just a river. They couldn't traverse that with those carretas.
Is correct.
Did you explain how many carretas that were involved in this thing, in the original expedition?
Caravans would vary. Sometimes they would have the concept was safety in numbers, of course.
Yeah.
And caravans would consist of many carretas. You might have 15, 20, you might have as many as double that, around 40 to even 50 wagon loads of commercial goods to take from Mexico up north. The caravan system, when it was really hitting on all cylinders, occurred, it was about a three-year cycle. So imagine having you're well up north in New Mexico, far away from the metropolis. You can expect communication from down south every 3 years. That includes mail, new items for purchase, and household goods, that sort of thing. Literally, you were on the dark side of the moon in many ways, being up in the northern frontier.
I hear the music coming in the dark side.
Yes, you can hear it. Yes, yes.
Okay. But Troy Ainsworth is with us, and he is by phone from Las Lunas in New Mexico,
sir.
Where you preside over the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. That's the association in the United States that's basically looking at the Camino Real from all of El Paso and all of New Mexico.
Yeah, the Mexico Texas or United States border up to what, San Juan Pueblo? Is that about 404 miles?
Yes. How long is that? You said 400 miles?
404, I think.
That's correct. That's right, Melissa. There's 404 miles designated National Historic Trail in El Paso County, Texas, up north of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
So what do we have here? We have 40-some-odd miles here?
That's right. Yes, sir. And then below San Elizario, across the river, of course, that's the northernmost point down to Mexico City, that ENA, which is the equivalent of basically the National Park Service in the United States. ENA stewards that portion of this international highway.
And so the point being is that we have two different groups, one in the United States, one in Mexico, and the one in Mexico has already created some World Heritage sites, have they not, along their trail?
Yes, they have. And these are UNESCO World Heritage locations. They are designated, in a sense, where in the States, when we designate a building, for example, for its historic significance, whether that's local, state, national, international, UNESCO is doing very similar things globally at sites that are significant for world history. So, to put it bluntly, the significance of the Royal Road does not end on the banks of the river near San Elizario.
No, no.
It does continue all the way to the end of the road, and that's in northern New Mexico. But this is a designation process that Mexico pursued, and it has not happened in the United States. It may not. As you can imagine, there's a number of issues that would have to be addressed before that designation could occur.
Well, we at least got the National Historic Trail designation, though, and that was, what, 2000 when that happened?
Yes, that's right, Melissa.
Because now you're seeing all the signs.
All the signs are fabulous. I know that Gary Williams, Bernie Sargent, a few other people busted their selves to get that done, and that's out of federal money, is it not?
It is, and it is that was a dozen-year project in the making, and a few people, I believe, were involved from the very beginning to the very end, and of course, the Community Foundation with Gary Williams and the County Historical Commission, Bernie Sargent et al. Steve Burns Chavez, who's now retired from the Park Service, but nonetheless, he saw it from the beginning to the end. You're talking about local groups. You're talking about county. You're talking about state of Texas, federal. So it was a combination, and Melissa, I'm sure you can testify to this very clearly, listening to Bernie's stories during that whole process, because I'm sure there were moments of delight, and there were moments of frustration, and it only took a dozen years, but fortunately, you know, it's not glacial time, but it's close, and.
Yeah.
But
it's government time. It's government time.
It's government time. That's right. And the important thing is that El Paso County has 121, I believe is the total number.
Signs.
121 signs that were installed a few months back from the line at Anthony all the way through the county down to San Elizario. So for the audience, the significance of the placement of those wayfaring Camino Real signs is that you can literally trace the route of the road through the county.
Well, that
it's
that
pretty
road,
remarkable.
That road basically makes the point that Texas history begins at El Paso.
Yeah,
because this happened before anything else of a European nature anywhere in Texas.
It absolutely does, and of course, for the longest time, and this includes even at the end of the war between the U.S. and Mexico in 1848, the El Paso area was always aligned with New Mexico, not with Texas.
Well, economically, that's still the case, but yes.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, you know, the Trans-Pecos, of course, has more affinity, both geologically, geographical proximity to New Mexico and northern Mexico than it does to much of Texas. I know that's kind of anathema to say, but you know, it's only in 1850 or so that they kind of straightened the lines out and put Texas, or put El Paso toward Texas and separate it from New Mexico.
Well, let's talk a second to Shelley, because we have to turn her loose to go back to answer phones, because we're going to do trivia in a minute. Shelley Sutherland is here, and her dad was the guy who basically helped save the Mission Trail. He created the Mission Trail, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
The association.
I wasn't here, so I can't say that he exactly created it, but he created it with a group of other prominent and caring history, caring people.
But he was the guy who started up and wrote some of the first checks. I mean, that had a lot to do with it. And the point being is that people in El Paso who want to get involved in history sometimes do lead with their checkbook, and that's one thing Sheldon Hall did. And we thank you for being the legacy child that you are of dear old dad. And so what are your thoughts about this? Because you came to El Paso kind of after all of this had been going on. What did you think of this when you figured out what dad had been doing?
Well, I heard him talking about, I lived in Oregon while this was going on, and I heard him talking about the missions and discovering how much they were in need of restoration and preservation.
They were falling apart.
And I was a history major, although I really was mostly interested in European history until I learned about our Texas history. I think El Paso has the most unique and the most in quantity historic sites of any other place in the United States.
It's really true because of the early nature of it, plus the continuing nature of it. I mean, Camino Real was what we're talking about today, coming through El Paso. We got 42 miles of it. But everything else has gone from that Camino Real. It's amazing.
Well, I think what the fact that, like you said, you were more interested in European history, but the fact is this was a European influence
it
coming
sure
up through this area and how it influenced this area with the history, Oñate and the influence of the Europeans through that into the Southwest.
Yeah, that's true. And I really didn't study that.
But I meant the influence from Europe.
No, totally. This is a very significant part of Spanish, English, French, and Dutch history. But I didn't study that.
Yeah.
I didn't get the connection until my dad discovered how important the missions and the history of the missions and the other sites and places in El Paso.
Well, it's an interesting history for anybody who knows it. But the fact is, El Pasoans don't know it. El Pasoans didn't know it back then. And so it wasn't in history books. Owen White, way back, started telling people in the 1920s, other part of Texas, hey, look what we got. They said, yeah, really? So what? That used to be Mexico. We don't care. And that's kind of the attitude we got from the rest of Texas. And so Sheldon came along as one of the first few people in the county to stand firm and say, this is what's gone on, and this is big stuff. And the people along the trail said, well, yeah, we always liked these churches. We always knew they were historic. They've been here a long time. The Sleda's been around forever. And like, when? Okay.
And yet still active.
And you realize how much this has gone on. The problem was we were not reporting it ourselves. And now we are. So you have a conference coming up next week about this. Do you not?
Oh, we definitely have a conference.
Give us a headline on that.
Well, the theme for the conference is History and Heritage of the Pass of the North. And every year, CARTA has an annual meeting. Well, first, CARTA stands for El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro Trail Association. And that's such a mouthful. It seemed
CARTA's easier.
Way easier to come up with CARTA.
And Troy's the president, you're the vice president, and what a collusion.
Yeah.
That's a good collusion.
It is a good collusion, but we cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah, well, you should, because we need to make noise about this. This is world-class stuff El Paso's sitting on.
It really is world-class stuff. And it's because I realized as I studied the history of the missions that I realized that the 9-mile piece of the Mission Trail really was part of the 404 miles of the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro.
Just in the United States, 404.
Right, right. But that connected me with my European history studies of Spanish history.
Mr. Oñate had a father and a mother, and they were both from Europe. He was born from them in the United States, so he gets the name Criollo, and they're peninsulars. I heard that from somebody who knew them. Am I right, Troy?
He was born in the New World, that's right, about 1551, and yes, both of his parents were born in Iberia, so they came over. He was born somewhere in the vicinity. I want to say it's near Zacatecas. Well, that's where he was born.
That's where Daddy found his mountain of silver, and that's what made Daddy famous and rich. So, Troy, we got to take a break here. Shelly needs to go back in the room there. But in the meantime, real quick, the conference you're talking about is in El Paso next Saturday.
It is next Saturday. It's at the Foundation Room of the Mills Building. So that's a historically remodeled, reused,
a restored building.
Restored, thank you.
And Troy was instrumental back when you were the officer for the preservation of El Paso, right?
I did a little bit. There were a lot of people who worked on that project, and it is a pride to downtown El Paso.
I
will say.
But how do people get involved? Is there a phone number, a website, or an email that somebody could get a hold of? Shelly, go do the thing, and we'll come back and announce that, because everybody can get involved who wants to get involved. And should get involved about the conference next week. And Bernie's in the middle of it like crazy.
I think so.
There's a speaker
it's
and this
always
and that.
In the middle of something.
And then there's an evening event at Keystone. So, Troy, the theory is that we're going to fill up the telephone lines with trivia. So we're going to put you on hold and ask you to call us back maybe a little after, maybe give it about 10 minutes, all right?
Call you back in 10 minutes.
Fair enough. That's
talk
Troy.
To you soon.
Troy Ains, we appreciate that. And in the meantime, 544-5876 gets the phone number, and you need to know that because
we've got trivia.
Here comes trivia.
Okay, so for a trivia, we've got $25 in food coupons
today
for Pepe's
do.
For today,
yeah,
or an El Paso Gold DVD. And the first question be, how many miles does the Camino Real Tierra Adentro run in the United States, or basically from the border of Mexico and El Paso to San Juan Pueblo, which is, you know, up just above Santa Fe.
Taos, somewhere up in
there. How many miles is that?
We've said that several times. Okay.
And the second one is, when was the El Camino Real Tierra Adentro designated a National Historic Trail? What year was that?
That was a big deal.
It was.
I remember that. They came here and said they're putting that center in the middle of the desert, in the middle of nowhere, in New Mexico, and that's what they did.
They put a sign at Keystone. We've had that sign there. That was the first thing we finally got, was at Keystone Heritage Park. You see the sign there, which we need to get a new one.
All you want to know is what year?
That's the year. We just need to know what year that was.
So you can get either a Pepe's or a DVD.
Or get to talk to us.
You have to call us, though.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
How you going? I've been going great ever since I discovered a fantastic way to relieve all those cranky muscle aches and joint pains that really slowed me down. New Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream. Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream contains not one, but two active pain-fighting ingredients that work fast to give me lasting relief right where I need it. Plus, Raging Kakapo contains the best of nature, really good stuff from the land down under, my home sweet home. Raging Kakapo is non-greasy and has a pleasant, fading, mild scent. When I put it on, I feel fast penetrating pain relief. Raging Kakapo works for me. It'll work for you too. If it didn't do the job, would they back it with a 100% money back guarantee? Come on! Try Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream today and do what I do. Rub on the po and go, go, go. Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream. Funny name, serious pain relief.
Available at HEB, Amazon, and RagingKakapo.com. RagingKakapo.com.
Hey, Matthew Berry here. That's right, the Fantasy Football Guy. But you know what? I'm also a huge movie fan. That's why I created Fantasy Movie League. You pick real movies each week to fill your virtual theater. Then you compete to win movie tickets, swag, and more. Visit FantasyMovieLeague.com/iHeart to start playing today.
It's finally here, our 2018 iHeartRadio Music Festival. Don't miss the biggest superstars.
Everyone in music wants to be here. T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Watch live on CWTV.com or the CW app. And listen on iHeartRadio, continuing tonight at 8 p.m.
Sponsored by Capital One. Capital One is using technology, innovation, and interaction to bring its customers great products, rewards, service, and access to unique and unforgettable experiences.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Hey, you know, we got a couple of three-letter words on the phone here.
Yes, we do.
Ann and Roy, and then Barbara's got a bunch of them.
So she's got about, yeah.
We'll talk to you all in just a second. Don't go away, because we got some things to tell you. And one is that Las Mansiones, you hear that new sponsor we have?
Yeah.
I went out there on Thursday with old Ray Baca and said, hey, Ray, what you got here? It's a really cool place. Brand new.
No yard work?
Well, it's done for you.
I know.
The place is well landscaped. Looks great. And it's really cool. I'm thinking if I needed an apartment, that's probably where I'd go. I'm not quite in that business right now, but if that'd be a cool place. They have some with garages, apartments with garages.
Yeah, that's a new thing coming up.
Probably unusual. So, all right, we need to talk about some stuff here. McGoffin Home State Historic Site, their activities are going like crazy. October, November, some of September still left. Contact them down there at the Visitor Center. They got a lot to do. And find out what it is, 533-5147. They got lectures and all kinds of stuff. Real quick, Club Friendship meeting Tuesday, September 25, 11 a.m., St. Paul's Methodist Church. That's on Edgemere. And it is a lunch thing, $10. Get a hold of them, 591-2326. Harvey Girls of El Paso meeting Monday, October the 8th, Union Passenger Station. More details later. It's about 2 p.m. Southwest Chapter Railroad Locomotive Historical Society, October 10th. We'll give you more details next weekend. Genealogical Society meeting Thursday, October the 11th at 6 p.m. That's a dinner. And Rio Grande Chapter Daughters of the Republic of Texas meeting Friday, October 12th at Avila's. And Texas Rangers is going to be their theme. This is an interesting stuff going on. And the Corral of the Westerners Friday, October 19th. So those are the headlines of what's coming up. But you have some more.
Well, yeah, you got the walkthrough history coming up. So you want to definitely set that aside for October 20th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Concordia Cemetery. And you're going to have all kinds of great things going on there where people are the people that are buried there are coming back to talk to you. You're going to have people standing graveside talking about the characters that were buried there, talking about their history. Six Guns of Shady Ladies will be there entertaining everyone with their gunfights and all kinds of fun, and they'll be wandering around. You can have pictures taken or talk to them about their characters. So it's going to be a great day. It's a great fundraiser for the cemetery, so get on out there October 20th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then you have the John Wesley Hardin, Constable John Selman, Octavia McGoffin, and more. They're going to be at the gun. Oh, excuse me. That's a rollover from. That was carryover to that. Excuse me. And then you have Dia de los Muertos.
That's
I apologize.
Up. There you go.
There, it was a rollover. Okay. Dia de los Muertos Festival at Concordia Cemetery, which will be October 7th. Oh, November 3rd. Excuse me. I'm carrying over here. Okay. November 3rd is Dia de los Muertos. We'll get that
with the detail. We'll get some more, just so you know the headlines
but
are coming.
November 3rd, plan on being at Concordia Cemetery October and November.
For the Dia de los Muertos.
Dia
de los Muertos.
A great event to be
there.
We'll
rewrite this in English next week.
But these are the major fundraisers for the cemetery, and they really do need your help for the volunteer organization that helps take care of Concordia.
All right, let's go and order these people to call. We got a bunch of callers here. You ready for this, Melissa? You got papers all over the floor.
I was throwing papers around because I was so mad. I meant it myself.
Three-letter word named Ann. Ann, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Good morning. I'm enjoying hearing all the activities available for the fall.
Great.
We got more details next week. We'll get it right. Melissa has a question.
Okay, I have a question for you. How many miles does the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro run?
Turn down your radio. Turn down your radio. Turn down your radio. Thank you.
The length is 440 miles.
You
wouldn't think about that one again. It's
400 and how many?
440.
No, I'm sorry. No.
Maybe we. I'm going to put you on hold.
9 miles.
Pardon?
9 miles in El Paso.
No, it's
no.
But thank you for thinking of us and calling us. I'm going to put you on hold and not get rid of it. If somebody doesn't get it, we'll come back to you. Think seriously
hold on,
about
that.
Yeah, hold on there. And we're going to go now to Roy. Is on. Are you? Is this Roy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Roy. How you feeling?
I'm doing better.
Well, good.
You're supposed to call back when we call you.
I won't be able to make it to Pepe's today, but well, in the next couple of weeks.
All right, fair enough. There's a crowd forming at Pepe's today. Shelly, when you come back, you got to pick a special at Pepe's, okay? Don't let me forget that. So, Roy, what's happening with you? You got an answer to the question?
Yeah, it's 404 miles.
404.
404,
all right,
okay.
That, you are correct about that, so that gets rid of Ann. Sorry about that, Ann. But you got that one right. So, Roy, how's things going for you otherwise?
Not too bad. Just keeping day by day, getting better.
Well, good for you. We'll see you at Pepe's in a couple of weeks, and it'll make you even feel better.
Well, there you go. I know it will.
And I've called you twice. You need to call me back.
This is it.
You called me twice?
I've called and left you two messages on your phone.
Well, you know, I was out away from my phone for a better part of 3 months.
Oh, dear. Well,
yeah.
we'll talk to you at Pepe's when we get a chance.
Okay,
put yourself on hold. You know how this works. Shelly will tell you to pick this up, all right?
Gotcha.
Thank you, sir. You take your easy. We got Barbara. Barbara's on, too. Hey, Barbara, good morning.
Hi.
How's life in the fast lane?
Well, actually, we were in the fast lane. We're on our way, Highway 54, from Tularosa into El Paso.
Come on down.
And we're going to spend the day today in El Paso. So we thought, wow, here's our chance to win either Pepe's.
Well, Roy just got the Pepe's coupon for this hour. What we have left is...
Well, we have one more question here, but it's for an El Paso Gold DVD, and it's, when was the Camino Real Tierra Adentro designated as a National Historic Trail?
When?
Oh, you know, that one we did not know. We knew that 404, but not the...
Take a guess on a year.
I don't even know. Let's see, 1996.
4 years off. You're close, but no cigar. But thanks for trying. And there will be a crowd at Pepe's today if you want to get over there. 6761 Donovan. Melissa will be there. She says Bernie's coming.
Yeah, you can come by and say hello to us.
Say
and
hey.
Then you have lunch with us. We'll be there around 1 o'clock.
Fair enough, Barbara. Thanks for playing here. Anything else on your mind?
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we tried. We gave away one coupon. We're going to keep moving here.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're going to keep the DVDs till next. Look, the rest of the phones are ringing like crazy
Shelly. Somebody was
there. We stirred them up. I think the previous show stirred them up, and now they're calling us.
Yeah.
We have a 9 a.m. show with Andrew J. Polk on in the morning. And he had Lily Limon here this morning.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic.
That's going to be a place to bring that discussion.
And
one reason we're glad is because we don't have to talk about that stuff now. Well, it gets controversial, and we just want to do history, which is really not quite as controversial usually.
Well, Andrew made me leave my bullhorn in the car.
Oh, well, he's like that. All right, moving on to the next break. We'll come back and talk to more people. Shelly, the calls are coming in like crazy here. And if you need to call us, there's that phone number. And Facebook?
I'm working on Facebook right now. It's a little slow this morning because my little MiFi was like dragging its feet. I think it's walking down the Tierra Adentro right now.
WalkFi.
I'll be getting some stuff up shortly on Facebook on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Shall we take a break?
Yes, we shall.
Break. Back in a moment.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text TREND to 79645. That's TREND to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text TREND to 79645. That's TREND 800-272-7965.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that's been set up for you. 800-479-8520. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. And if you choose tax mediation services to handle your federal tax resolution, they'll do your state tax case for free. Take down the number now for the Tax Mediation Services Hotline. 800-479-8520. That's 800-479-8520. 800-479-8520.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on here, too much for one person to handle. That's why there's two of us. And look, and then you're throwing papers around. So what good is that?
Why? Because I can't read.
Well, there's one problem.
Good Lord.
I got to tell you one thing about this exhibit at Centennial Museum, the Russians, Rights, and Rivets. Ooh. What do you think that's all about? Experiencing World War II in El Paso. This young lady, I talked to her on the phone. She went to the trouble to figure out all kinds of stuff. She's a young person as compared to some of us who are sitting here. But on the other hand, she is looking into this for the museum. And the Centennial Museum in Chihuahua Desert Gardens, they're presenting this thing, Rights, Rivets, Rations, Experiencing World War II in El Paso. Do you realize there was no housing in El Paso?
Yeah.
People were sleeping on anywhere they could find in people's extra rooms. On the floors, it's all over. My parents went through that.
Yeah.
It's a defining point in our history. It transformed the world, including the United States and El Paso. The women were entering the workforce in great numbers. Families were adapting to rationing, and men went off to fight, and it's just an amazing thing. She'll be in here to explain that. That exhibit is up now through April 13th, and so you want to take a look at that. Otherwise, we'll be explaining that coming up here in about a week.
Well, I'll be explaining about the Tom Lee Institute. Wednesday, October 1st, you've got starting in October, I should say, Tom Lee Month has got some great events coming up. And the first one is Wednesday, October 3rd, Women in Westward Expansion, Reality and History Memory at the Centennial Museum in the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens. They got a lot of things going on there. And then also Saturday, October 6th at 10 a.m., family-friendly cooking class, and it's going to be recipes from 1898. That's going to be at the McGoffin Home Historic Site. October 11th at 5 p.m., Pioneer Celebration, free family event, and that also is going to be at the McGoffin Home Historic Site, and Six Guns and Shady Ladies will be wandering around causing some problems, I'm sure. So it's going to be a fun event. It's a great way to come out and learn more about Tom Lee and get out to some of the historic sites and areas that we're involving with Tom Lee. So.
I want to congratulate you and Bernie for sticking with this Six Guns business, because I rolled in and you guys were shooting people already, and I've been here 20 years back from my vacation in
D.C.
We're
still killing people, and they still keep coming back.
They keep popping up. But the thing is, you guys keep doing the history. And I know Bernie is just kind of like worn out, and he gets up and does it again anyway.
He won't quit.
But thank you guys for doing what you do. Oh. We have Troy on hold. We'll get to Troy in a second. We have a caller named Richard is now on the radio. Hey, Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up with you, dude?
Am I too late for the
people that are talking about the city government?
Yes, that was at 9 a.m. And next week it'll be again at 9 a.m. So 9 to 10, it's called Talk El Paso. And if you want to get them directly, the easiest way right now would be on Facebook, Talk El Paso page.
Or call next week, right?
Yeah, right. Yes, sir, 9 a.m.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you very much, appreciate it. All right, let's go back.
Hey, but he could talk about the city government from 1898, maybe.
Well, that's another matter, but see, we got Camino Real on the brain here. Shelley's back in the studio. Troy is back on the radio. Hey, Troy.
Hello.
The Troy.
Wake
now,
up, Troy.
Now, are you doing normal Saturday duties with the children this morning as well as talking to us?
You bet. Now, I'm over here at the Museo here in Los Lunas, and we've got a photography exhibit opening up later today, but I'm wearing a different hat right now, I'm proud to say, and thank you for having me back for a few more minutes.
Well, next week is a big conference here in El Paso. It's at the Community Foundation Room downtown, and I take it you're going to be all over that.
I will be in town. Looking forward to being back home. It'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to seeing people that I've not seen in a while. Christina and I will be there. We've had a good response for a number of people who have registered for the conference, and I think Shelley provided the webpage address, information.
Now you got that now, Shelley. Tell us how to find you for next week.
If you want to register, the webpage is CaminoRealCarta.org/news. CaminoRealCarta.org.
And then wander around the page, you'll find news.
Right.
Okay, that's how you register.
That's how you register.
Okay.
If you just want more information, you can email cartasecretary@gmail.com, or you could call 575-528-8267.
And that gets you information or registration information. So the Camino Real Carta thing is next Saturday morning. And starting and going until, I think you have a party even into the evening.
Yes, there'll be a recognition dinner out at Keystone Heritage Site in the evening. The conference itself will be there at the Foundation Room beginning 9 a.m., concluding around 4 o'clock in the afternoon is the target ending time. A name everyone knows, Bernie Sargent, is one of our speakers. Gary Williams, Dr. George Torok of El Paso Community College, and a professor emeritus of history from the University of New Mexico, Dr. John Kessel. And a few years ago, when Ben Brown spearheaded a Carta conference in El Paso, and this was in September of 2013, Dr. Kessel was one of the speakers, and he is a very delightful and very engaging speaker, but he's a first-rate historian and scholar.
He's written some books on this stuff.
Yeah.
He's a serious
absolutely.
Player. Yeah. Well, also,
that's right.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I hate to. I have to interrupt you for one thing I forgot to do.
No, go ahead.
We have to pick a special at Pepe's. Shelley. You think that's
the important stuff, Troy.
The important stuff, Troy.
I know.
We're being big trouble here. What a special at Pepe's today? Drum roll for Shelley Sutherland to tell us.
Okay, red chili meat enchiladas.
What number is that? Is it down the page there somewhere?
It's in the middle of the page.
Okay, red chili meat enchiladas. Somebody call Pepe and warn them. That's what's going on today. If you can get out there, Melissa will be there, Bernie will be there, whoever will be there. That's the special, meaning that you get it for $6, no matter what the price is on the menu. There you are. All right, Troy, back to even bigger noise news.
I want to throw something in at the event that's going to be at Keystone. Also, people are going to get the opportunity to see the new, what's going to become up as the new Carta exhibit at Keystone Heritage Park that was donated to us from the El Paso Zoo when they changed their format at the zoo. We're going to have an actual cart there that looks like what they would have used going up the Camino Real.
Carreta.
Thank you. I always mess that one up. The carreta, yes. And you're going to be able to see what the people traveled up the Camino Real would have used to get up north. We just don't have the oxen. They were kind of lazy.
And if you went on that journey, you probably were not riding on that carreta. You were walking.
That's right.
Oh, goodness. Can you imagine that, Shelley, walking all the way up there? Let's see what Jorge has to say. He has put you on hold here, Troy. You can hear us, but we'll talk to Jorge for a second. Jorge, what's on your mind this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to say that in Santa Fe, DeVargas Junior High was my
one of my schools. And I wanted to find out from Troy what the issues are that are preventing the recognition of the Kings Highway through New Mexico that he might have commented on.
The question is the recognition of the highway that Don Juan did through the New Mexico?
Yeah, and I also wanted to know if he knew whether the road was already in place when DeVargas went up north.
DeVargas, okay. Let me. I'm either going to drop you off or put you on hold.
Because
I
okay,
can't,
thank you.
Okay, talk to you again. All right, Troy, did you get that? Where's Troy?
And,
here he is.
Okay, so a couple of salient points. The let's disabuse ourselves of thinking in terms of the Camino Real and, say, Interstate 10 that winds its way through El Paso. Yes, both are designated as roads. In many cases, you have no question where Interstate 10 is. When you're driving on it, you know it. For the Camino Real, this was not, by and large, much of Spain's Caminos Reales network in the New World. Very few miles overall of any stretch of any of these routes were paved in the sense of a Roman road.
No.
In the area immediately around Mexico City, Veracruz, Acapulco, yes. However, not in the far northern frontier. It is really where feet and wooden wheels and hooves impress upon the ground. So the route itself is a shifting entity because of soil and water erosion damaging the route, overgrazing of herds of various animals, and various uprisings and such of contested land where native peoples are not real happy to have trespassers through their what they perceive as, of course, their land. With all that said, from officialdom's perspective, a Camino Real is the route that connects capital cities. So from Mexico City, the route of the Camino north to Santa Fe technically ends in Santa Fe. Now, that's what is on a sheet of paper. That's what's codified in by the decree of the crown of King Philip across the Atlantic. On the ground itself, in Santa Fe, we know that human behavior does not always match what officialdom wants it to. So to your caller's point a moment ago, the fact that between Santa Fe and then to the north and northwest, up towards Abiquiu, up towards Taos, for example, you know, of course people are traveling back and forth between those locations, trading and such. So even if officially the Camino Real ends at the plaza in Santa Fe, New Mexico,
it kept going.
It kept going. It may be in an unofficial capacity, but nonetheless, people still traverse that route. And the last question, yes, when De Vargas in 1692-93, during the Reconquista, after leaving, after enticing the people who had been displaced from New Mexico and were congregated in the settlements around El Paso del Norte for a dozen years after they finally returned north, yes, sir, they did retrace the route of the old Royal Road and headed back to Santa Fe. That's right.
All right. Troy, we got to take a break here real quick and come back in just a moment. And Shelley is still here. We'll tell you some details about how to find the conference next week and also where the ruts are. Where are the ruts? The ruts are still out in the desert. We got real paved roads. Seki, are you ready for this? 3, 2, 1, roll a commercial. Roll a commercial.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Manzanillas features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Manzanillas, 915-704-1776.
St. Luke's Knights of Columbus are holding their annual golf classic tournament on Friday, September 28th to benefit Coats for Kids, scholarship funds, and Feed the Hungry programs, just to name a few. Golfers of all skill levels are invited to participate in this fun-filled event at Lone Star Golf Club. Join us for the dinner and auction as well. Plus, prizes will be awarded. All tournament proceeds go to charitable organizations. For more info, call Manny at 915-208-1641.
How you going? I've been going great ever since I discovered a fantastic way to relieve all those cranky muscle aches and joint pains that really slowed me down. New Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream. Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream contains not one, but two active pain-fighting ingredients that work fast to give me lasting relief right where I need it. Plus, Raging Kakapo contains the best of nature, really good stuff from the land down under, my home sweet home. Raging Kakapo is non-greasy and has a pleasant, fading, mild scent. When I put it on, I feel fast penetrating pain relief. Raging Kakapo works for me. It'll work for you too. If it didn't do the job, would they back it with a 100% money back guarantee? Come on! Try Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream today and do what I do. Rub on the po and go, go, go. Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream. Funny name, serious pain relief.
Available at HEB, Amazon, and RagingKakapo.com. RagingKakapo.com.
Today is the day to get USAA life insurance, and for less than you may think. Visit USAA.com. Life insurance provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas. Subject to state availability, issue limitations, and contract terms and conditions.
It's finally here. Our 2018 iHeartRadio Music Festival. Don't miss the biggest superstars.
Everyone in music wants to be here. T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Watch live on CWTV.com or the CW app. And listen on iHeartRadio. Continuing tonight at 8 p.m.
Sponsored by Capital One. Capital One is using technology, innovation, and interaction to bring its customers great products, rewards, services, and access to unique and unforgettable experiences.
All right, we're gonna conclude this hour, folks, because it's just been kind of busy with crazy. Shelley Sutherland, thank you very much. The website again is Carta Camino Real.
Camino Real Carta.org.
And Troy, this is our last word here. We gotta go. Sorry to do that to you, but you're gonna
see
be
you
here
next week,
right?
I'll be in town here on Friday and Saturday. Yes, sir.
All right, everybody else, we're going to have a great time here doing what we can. In the meantime, next hour, we're going to take a look at Waco tanks and what is the major history that's occurred out there in the desert and why it's so
neat
important.
Stuff.
Another world-class event. So as it goes, the phone number 544-5876. Next hour, we will be taking calls. And in the meantime, Sergio, thank you in there for doing what you can with the crazies in here. Do appreciate it. See you next hour.
Melissa?
Yes.
Remember me. Please remember me to Margaret. Y'all have a good lunch.
I will.
Thank you, Troy.
Bye-bye.
Take care. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Sargent Home and Business Inventories. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
Message and data.